Avera. But if your Avera is going to do an Avera, how can you
block? He's not going to do an Avera as a result of the intention.
Why, it's a guarantee that in the minute he comes to only, your home,
only,
the next
only
minute
the
he starts being wrong or something?
Only the extra driving. So even that is stolen.
No, but I mean, he's not going to become frum in 5 minutes.
So what?
So that he's not going to stop him from being Mechalel Shabbos.
10 years, because he's had the
ability to 20 years from now.
Not 20 years from
now. Really? How do you know how quick the...
He says you have to use your senses.
Yeah.
You have to know it.
And you don't even know if it will work. Maybe he'll never become frum. So maybe Hateki de Shaiska Kamerka.
It's a remote possibility now. But if you think.
How many people do become frum from this invitation of Shabbos? I don't know. If you invite somebody for Shabbos, he becomes frum.
A lot of people.
Hundreds. Maybe thousands. You know what the Balanchuk Yeshivas in Israel do? Not in America. In America, they do very good.
But can we transfer the same thing, same situation, I'd say, to a congregant coming to a shul on Shabbos? You realize that you couldn't come to the shul right up on Shabbos.
You mean one who is in Skyabari Fodba, like St. Cairo? You have to be a congregant.
I think he's saying is that. Let somebody drive to shul on Shabbos because he'll be under the hashpah of the rabbi and the shul, and over time he'll stop doing that.
Well, that's what you can tell him, please drive on Shabbos.
You don't tell him anything. You don't tell him anything. But you know that he comes to shul with a car.
That's what I'm talking about.
That means he said it's better for me to be in shul, so I'm going to come to drive.
That's right. My own grandson, Yashin Sigal in Boston, so his bar mitzvah will be shabby before Kesha. So he's not going to do anything. That's only out in the day. But the Shabbat, for the Sunday, after Kesha. He's sending out the dish. But they'll have the buttons without them. And be supposed to will come there. I'll be there. I mean, my whole family will be there. People of the shul, the Orthodox, people of the shul will be there. They thought you can't tell people, listen, you have to be effective.
Yeah, of course.
So he said, send them an invitation. And in the first you're not allowed to tell them try to accommodate them. But there will be many who will refuse to be accommodated. So they'll drive anyway.
Yeah.
But maybe they'll drive less.
Yeah.
Refusing, till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Like this, they'll drive maybe 10 times. To go shopping here and there and so on. So then there's no use. But I tell them the parking lot should not be
closed.
Oh, the parking lot.
They had to close the parking lot.
Okay. Now we have to go first. Fuel and can I? I travel to
finish. Okay, 5 more minutes.
5 more minutes. Honest.
Having so much fun, right?
All right. So we'll start and skip. But to start,
mm-hmm.
When the Gemara says that Yirmiyah was before Yeshaya, I mean Yeshaya was before Yirmiyah and Yechezkel.
Yeah.
Does the Gemara mean historically, chronologically was before?
Chronologically,
when did Yeshaya live himself?
Before May Amatzio, even Yeshaya, the May Amatzio. I mean before him. Yirmiyah lived at home and Yeshaya lived many years before us.
But just because he lived before, why should that mean his sefer?
Because it should be the chronological order.
The chronological order of the sefer, not of the author. Who cares about when the author lived?
Of the author.
Who wrote sefer Yeshaya?
The Gemara will explain it.
But if,
Ephesians 3. So, the Gemara says, Sidos of Sidon Ruiz, Mishra Tini, Yer, Mishra Tiala, Yishra Shirin, Vichimus, the real verses, El Girayon, the man don't have you, the man show 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 you, So he said it's not Parshas Bor, but it's a separate sefer. So then you understand. But all the Shem explains Parshas Bor. So the question is, why don't we more say Meishe Kusav Sifrei Parshas Bor? Because I'm naturally and it's part of the Torah. So the Chaim say there is this three. You come to this soul to Meishe Kusav Sifrei. Soil will come up, and soil will come, and you will be my efforts, and you will be my share, my share, and you will be your share. Maker will be my share, my share, my share, upon your upon, and you will be my share, and you will be my share. Now when the Rambam mentions, you will have to see a theory, and the difference is one of these that us, the nation of England, that didn't come in, and we say we didn't reach for it. And we man in the same of should call even if he menaces. And we man in the same of should worse Mr. Abin or Sadness. There's the Rambam said to me. So why is it here we say MS and DOC and MS?
Where is it?
I mean, man, I mean, the image, I mean, the minister, Shekol divrei din emes.
Kol divrei din emes.
And Moshe Rabbeinu Shlomo, Shemesh Rabbeinu, Shemesh Misha Rabbeinu, Adin Kohen Din, Oysa Amitis.
Amitis.
Amitis. And the Alan Din, Amitis. So 90% emes. The answer is, the Haskell says, or Yom said, Makal Shokit on the day. So what the Yom is Makal Shokit? Only the Maran Guru is Makal Shokit. Or the Haskell, the Maran Guru, swallowed in the Gilead. What the really is, the really swallowed in the Gilead. Only the Maran Guru is swallowed in the Gilead. So it's Emes. But Mish Rabbeinu is Amitis. Matnar and Matrido, plain Poshit. So the same difference that the Sifrim mentioned in which Rabbeinu and Dino, the Rambam mentions as the difference is between Adam and Eve and Mish Rabbeinu. So why is this fully called the same God? So Chaim says there's one fundamental difference. Because by Mesha Rabbeinu, so he was Amitis. So Mele, he was not elected. You know, because in order to be Novi, not only Novi like Mesha, any Novi. So the Rambam says he has to obtain intellectual and moral perfection. But Bilam was a Rosh Hashanah. But still, the Ashgoche decided that he should get a revelation more as an antidote against the attempts by Bolok and all the singing soil throughout the ages who tried to say the Chudin Achid and Yidoy the Yitzhok Hashem Yisrael. So what was beloved? The Chaim said in the year that the Rebbe was invented. So the Imam says, there is a big singer. So could somebody be a singer? So he the singer, he has a talent. But if somebody takes the tape of Yoshua Osman, and it turns it out, it sings. So can you say the tape is a tremendous singer? So he tells him, what kind of talent? Is it nice to cool down? Below Amor, Mesh Rabbeinu was a Novi, the Gavr was a Novi. But Below Amor, as a Novi, was not a Gavr. He was a Chefzer. He was a prophetic record. Beautiful. So that's why he said, but one thing he had in common with Mesh Rabbeinu. When Mesh Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, so he became a Chefzer of Torah, he was a Tzar. For Mesh Rabbeinu succeeded. And even though Mesh Rabbeinu wrote parts of the Torah, but the time when the Rishon would read himself out of the Torah, it wasn't avoidable. He didn't become a Chefetz of the Torah. When did Lech Lecha become a Chefetz of the Torah? When Mesh Rabbeinu himself wrote. When Mesh Rabbeinu wrote. But by Bilam, so he became a Chefetz of the Torah. Who? By Bilam's, by the Nibir, it was given to Bilam. So I think, since the King of Chapter Torah, so Bilam, he has to write it. Just as one Tamil says that Yeshua was given to the Zubir, because it was written after the Mishas Moshe, so the King of Chapter Torah, after Mishas Moshe. So then, so one Tamil says, I think the Bilam was given that Yeshua had to write it. So I could say that Bilam had to write it, so Kamash Ben Chidesh, that even though he gave a Chefetz of Torah through the revelation, to Bilam still Mesh Rabbeinu. Okay.